This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're getting up close to 100 fires burning out here on the West Coast from the Canadian border all the way down to Mexico. You've seen the pictures, I'm sure, and you've heard about the air quality. Hazardous in a lot of places over this past weekend. That's literally the designation, hazardous. Turns out a lot of the firefighters doing the work on scene. Two-thirds of all firefighters nationally, in fact, are volunteers, people who hold down day jobs and answer the call when their local communities have a need. From KQED, Leslie McClurg has the story of a couple who've been fighting fires up in the San Francisco Bay Area.
An hour and a half northeast of San Francisco, multiple work crews sever blackened trees at Spanish Flat Mobile Home Villa. Brandon North steps through ash that was his home.
Somewhere over here in this concrete pad, there's footprints from my baby brother.
He picks up a warped piece of metal. A cloud of ash settles into the imprints of two tiny feet that have been there for 7 years. About a stone's throw away, Becca Brown Diener steps over a twisted birdcage on her family's property.
This was my twin brother's room, but now that's all gone.
This is what remains of their childhood homes, destroyed last month when wildfires struck California's wine country. As Becca surveys the rubble, her lower lip quivers. Brandon hugs her. They've been dating since high school.
We would always go over to his house, play board games, and our families are really close. So we did a lot of movie nights, camping trips.
Now the young couple lives together 10 minutes up the road where their campground hosts. About a month ago, they were asleep when a lightning storm exploded.
I'm terrified of lightning, so I was just kind of videotaping it, and I woke him up, and I was just recording it.
The radio started going crazy. We did have a couple small fires start.
Brandon and Becca are volunteer firefighters, but this was the first time Becca was sent to work a fire. By the afternoon, the small fires had turned into infernos.
Seeing fire for the first time like that, I was terrified.
Walls of flame 100 feet high swept over ridges. She was assigned to an engine. Brandon was sent to the front lines.
So I was excited because I like fighting fire. But then when it started to get into housing areas and stuff, the excitement went away and more of anger started to set in, I guess.
Especially the next night when flames swept into the mobile home park where he and Becca grew up. Brandon raced to their parents' neighborhood to help.
It was hard seeing this place burning down and just trying to do my job at the same time. When I came here, everything was fully engulfed.
As white, hot fire incinerated trailers, Brandon helped the few remaining residents to flee. They were people he'd known his whole life. After everyone escaped, including their parents, Brandon called Becca to tell her their family's homes were gone.
My heart broke. I just felt devastated and hopeless. I didn't know what really to do.
And then when I came in, she was sitting there crying, and I was holding her hand and kind of already on a knee. So I was like, well, it's in my pocket.
He's talking about the ring. He grabbed it to make sure it didn't burn.
She's a mess. She might make her feel better.
Finally, he asked me to marry him.
He wasn't planning on popping the question, nor have they had time to digest the big news with so many fires still burning. Becca says it may be time to flee the area. Brandon shakes his head. Not only is this home, but as a firefighter?
I guess a callous way of saying it, this is where the action is, so it's where I want to be.
If the fires relent soon, they hope to find time to celebrate their engagement. I'm Leslie McClurg in Napa County for Marketplace.